I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. If as educators we are not perennially plagued with the question of what is the purpose of education, are we doing it right, will our students be ready for life, or can we do it better, then we are not serious educators at all. The eternal debate that educators face is what should we prepare our students for? Is it for life or for a living? Welcome to the Business of Brands podcast by Chi Cafe. In today's episode of Hear Me Out, we have with us the founder and CEO of Parikrama Humanity Foundation. It is an NGO that provides quality education to the underprivileged children. In addition to being an advocate to children's education, Ms. Shukla Bose is associated with other social causes such as animal welfare, environment, human rights, poverty, and many other causes. She is an author, a motivational speaker, and a true inspiration for one and all. Welcome to the podcast, ma'am. We started this podcast with your words. You raised some insightful questions about the quality of education we impart to the students. Would you like to elaborate on the status of education in India?
The Global Education Report of 2017 says that education is in crisis world over. There are 260 million children worldwide that are out of school. 60 million children come from India alone. The situation in India is really bad, where there are 17 million children in child labor, 93 million children are malnourished, 270 million live below poverty line, and 10 million children will have dropped out of school because of coronavirus. So, we need to do something urgently. You know, India is the largest education system, where there are 1.5 million schools in the country, 5 million teachers, 26 million students that go to school. So actually, India should have a sense of pride for being the largest education system, even larger than China. But I think our pride has to end there, because what is the point of being the largest education system if you are dysfunctional? And that is the condition of our country. The situation in Bangalore, which is the Silicon Valley of the country, is quite desperate, because there are 2,796 slums in Bangalore itself. 4.5 million people live in these slums, and there are about 19,000 children out of school in Bangalore. And these are all government statistics. People who are actually working in the grassroots say the numbers are a lot more. So something really needs to be done to correct the system, to make people understand how important education is to build a next generation.
Tell us your story, ma'am. How did Parikrama Humanity Foundation come up?
I was in the corporate world for 26 years. I was a CEO of a very large multinational organization for 11 years, looking after India, Southeast Asia, Middle East, China, and the Pacific Rim. As per stereotypes, I was considered very successful, and I thought I was very powerful. But somewhere deep down, I knew something was missing. When I was a student, I had volunteered with Mother Teresa for 7 years. I helped her in Shishu Bhavan and Nirmal Hriday, and I worked very closely with destitutes and abandoned people in the streets. I learned then the disparity that exists in our country and the world, how the rich are getting richer and the poor are being left behind. But when I was in the corporate world, it's easy to forget the reality sometimes. But I kept visiting Shishu Bhavan I kept realizing how privileged I was, and the desire to do something about it began to grow. So in 2003, I quit my work and I started Parikrama from my kitchen table and all my personal savings. The first school was in the heart of the slums of Koramangala, with 165 children and 11 staff members. Today, we have 4 schools, a junior college, a teacher training center for government school teachers. We are working with 2,000 children coming from about 100 slums, and we work with their families, which is about 15,000 to 20,000 people at least. So the community that we are working with is growing, and education was adopted by Parikrama to ensure that children from the streets, slums and orphanages get equal opportunity and high quality education to compete with the mainstream on equal terms. That's how Parikrama was born. We believe the Sanskrit word Pari and Krama, which is the circle of life, and we believe that the only way we will be able to create a brighter future for the marginalized is by giving them equal education to the privileged and making them feel capable of being able to compete on equal terms.
Your cause is so noble and your heart so pious. You're clearly wearing so many hats at the same time. How do you manage time for yourself, and what does a regular usual day in your life look like?
Actually, I don't manage my time very well. Time management has always been an issue with me. I find it difficult to say no to meetings that have to be done because people that we are dealing with are always in crisis, and therefore I'm always running short of time. So I'm not the best person to actually give advice as how to manage time. However, I try and pack in as much as I can in one day, and at the end of the day I feel mostly satisfied that the day has gone well and I've been able to touch many lives. I actually have very little free time because we're dealing with people's lives, and you know, we cannot confine their needs and their crisis between 9 to 5. So we have to be on the ball all the time. But when I do get free time, I like to read, I'd like to watch movies, and I love playing with my dogs. I have 5 of them, and they are what I look forward to when I reach home. So that's how I spend my free time. Okay, I'm an early riser and I love to do my own cooking. So I'd spend the mornings in the kitchen. And then, of course, I try and visit at least 1 or 2 of the schools and interact with the teachers and children. Earlier, I would visit all 4 schools in a day. But now with the traffic having increased, it's becoming very difficult to do that. So I try and at least be in one school and visit another. So that's how I spend my day, meeting people, meeting my teachers, meeting students, meeting parents, as well as donors who have supported us, continue to support us. So by the end of the day, I'm pretty exhausted. And then I plan for the next day. So that is what my day looks like.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. COVID-19 has had drastic effects on the education system all around the world. How can we cope with the damage that has been done?
COVID-19 has had a disastrous impact on education all across the world, and more so in developing countries where technology has not always been the best. So in our situation, schools were closed. In fact, I've often wondered, why is it that the schools are the ones that get closed first when any disasters happen, and the last to open? Because actually, children need to be in schools. They need to be in continuous learning mode. And once they get disconnected, then catching up becomes very difficult. In Parikrama, we tried our best to reduce the learning gap. We provided phones to all our children, and we went into online teaching very early on. So when the rest of the schools were closed for as long as 18 months, and in government schools there was no learning happening, Parikrama children were connected with education right through. So in that sense, we feel proud and satisfied that we did not let the learning gap in our kids increase more than it should. But worldwide, it has been a very critical situation. In our schools, it was not just not being able to attend classes, it was also starving, because many of our children's parents were daily wage labor and they lost their jobs during lockdown. So we had to give rations to our children's families on a weekly basis. We distributed about nearly 1 lakh meals in the days of lockdown. In fact, even today, there are some parents who have not been able to find appropriate jobs, and we are helping them around. So our involvement with our children is not just confined to schools, but again, we take care of their circle of life. And therefore, we have been able to first reduce totally dropouts. We haven't had any dropouts, whereas we know worldwide the dropout syndrome is going to increase. Our children did not starve because we gave them food. We provided vaccinations to all our parents and kept them safe. And now we are giving vaccination to our students as well. So our intervention has been comprehensive and it is showing results.
Ma'am, you're doing an excellent work with your organization, and I feel so honored to have been able to talk to you today. Before we end this interview, do you have a message for everyone who's listening to this podcast right now?
I'm often asked by people, when is the right time to get involved in social projects? And I say, don't wait for the right time. The right time is now. You need to be involved in what is happening around you today. And you don't have to wait to be older. You don't have to wait to be richer to contribute to the well-being of people around you. You have to just share what you have. And I tell people that if each one of us took care of the education of one child, your maid's child, security guard's child, but take full responsibility of the education of one child. If everyone took care of one street dog, you know, provide food, give water now that it's getting hot, provide vaccinations accordingly. So if everybody took care of one child's education, one dog, street dog, and one tree close by making sure no one chops it, no one destroys it. So if each one of us took care of the education of one child, took care of one street dog, and took care of one tree nearby, you can imagine cumulatively the world would definitely be a better place. So my message to everyone is, you know, you don't have to wait for the right time, because the right time is now. And you don't have to do very big things. Let's do whatever we can, that is, we are capable of, and we can manage but let's do it now and only take care of one child, one tree and one street dog, and you will have made a huge difference to the world. Thank you.
With this, we come to the end of this episode of Hear Me Out. What a wholesome conversation has this been. I am your host Shruti, and we were in conversation with ever so generous Miss Shukla Bose. Thank you for stopping by, and keep listening to the Business of Brands podcast by J Cafe.